The healing of the dream, the picture of crucifixion. The wish to be unfairly treated is a compromise attempt that would combine attack and innocence. Can you hear that? Who can combine the wholly incompatible and make a unity of what can never join? Walk you the gentle way, and you will fear no evil and no shadows in the night. But place no terror symbols on your path, or you will weave a crown of thorns from which your brother and yourself will not escape. You cannot crucify yourself alone. And if you are unfairly treated, he must suffer the unfairness that you see. You cannot sacrifice yourself alone, for sacrifice is total. If it could occur at all, it would entail the whole of God's creation and the Father with the sacrifice of his beloved Son. In your release from sacrifice, is his made manifest and shown to be his own. But every pain you suffer, do you see as proof that he is guilty of attack? Thus would you make yourself to be the sign that he has lost his innocence and need but look on you to realize that he's what? He's been condemned. And what to you has been unfair will come to him now in righteousness. The unjust vengeance that you suffer now belongs to him, and when it rests on him, are you set free. Wish not to make yourself a living symbol of his guilt, for you will not escape the death you make for him, but in his innocence you find your own. You listen with me for healing. Whenever you consent to suffer pain, to be deprived, unfairly treated, or in need of anything, you but accuse your brother of attack upon God's Son. You hold a picture of your crucifixion before his eyes, that he may see his sins are writ in heaven in your blood and death, and go before him, closing off the gate and damning him to hell. Yet this is writ in hell and not in heaven, where you are beyond attack and prove his innocence. The picture of yourself you offer him, you show yourself and give it all your faith. The Holy Spirit offers you to give to him a picture of yourself in which there is no pain and no reproach at all, And what was martyr to his guilt becomes the perfect witness to his innocence. And I'm glad you're here with me, because we're going to be concentrating in this beautiful Course in Miracles interlude of attempts to demonstrate to each other the possibility that the picturing, the idea of reflected light in correspondence with self-discovery, can be made manifest in a new direction of the witness to how we want to see ourselves. Teacher of God, let's begin with welcome for the beginning of a whole new series in the eventuality of the determination that as we begin the idea of sacrifice, the idea of punishment, the idea of loneliness and pain, the totality of the idea of our body formulation in the picturing of how we intend to represent ourselves can be varied virtually immediately by a new idea that enters into our frame of reference that allows us at that moment to witness a new picture of a description of how we want to look about ourselves. About ourselves. About ourselves. Look with me, dreamer of the dream. We're going to present to you in this new series of ideas of self-identity the possibility that the notion of a correspondent of light reflection based on self-body identification can be altered in a continuing matter of conversion in the reflections of light that we're getting within the procedure that we find as correspondence of our conceptual body formulation. It's a simple idea that as an advanced teacher of this course, you're going to practice with me the immediate availability that what you previously thought was to be unjustly treated in the idea of your possibility of location in this little interlude of space and time could not be altered immediately by a reduction of the necessity for you to view yourself in a reflected light correspondent that could in no fashion give you a true picture of yourself. This is called A Course in Miracle Conversion of the Reflections of Light that constitute your idea about yourself as a human association in terms of relevant idea of space-time picturing that are demonstrating to you a continuing alteration of that identity stemming from an innate certainty of causation. Look here with me. Here's a causation in the reflection of your light. Look, when you demand attention to the idea of that correspondence, but like that, when you demand attention to the correspondence of the notation of the attempt to, let's use the term crucifixion just for a moment. It's a fundamental idea that in your dream sequencing of time, you believe it's possible to determine an outcome within your own mind that will not find correspondence with the totality of what you must be deep within your dream sequence. If it is true that the idea of the illusionary nature of body formulation is not what you are. The end of this cycle of time that has been set for you now in this new factor of time. Can you see that with me? Thank you. is a variation that had previously bound you in the idea that the dimness of the particulars of your mind could not be overcome by single moments of self-recognition that could be described and demonstrated to you by who we utilize as a perfect body formulation. We call the savior of this world. The moment of the entirety of an appearance of a reflected body identity within who you think you are, in order that you can see instantly that the accumulated effort of reflections of light that had previously bound you within the dream sequence can be altered so that your initial encounter through this Course in Miracles from our Savior, from Jesus Christ of Nazareth, within this frame, can suddenly, within your dream sequence, present to you a brand new picture of who you previously thought you were in the reflection of light, and you can witness to a moment of the entirety of forgiveness where what? You recognize each other as a part of the sequence within the dream. Yet the dream, which is changing each moment in your idea of time, will always give you a provision of a better moment of association within your own mind, if you will let it do so. So that the stories we're telling each other within the frame of the appearance of a single perfect body formulation will give you a bright new idea about the manifestation you have given yourself within the falsity of your own dream sequence, so that you won't continue to attack and attempt to destroy the picturing idea that you have about yourself in this little hologram of time, wherein you pretend within the idea of yourself you are finding verification of the dream sequence, of the illusion of dim light, where what? You keep suffering condition of association, occupying the body within time, becoming old, and eventually dying into a sequence of the nothingness of who you thought you had to be within the picturing of crucifixion, wherein you have identified yourself as that body reflected formulation. And it's simply not true. Will you listen with me a little more? This is chapter 27 of the text of our Course in Miracle Conversion, where we have trained our minds sufficiently in recognition of the reflected illusionary nature of our correspondent, and discovered a whole new emerging world that's suddenly appearing and settling into the bright conversion that offers us the entirety of the solution of a dream sequence that had held us in this bondage. Listen. You listen with me about this power now of the witness of your picture. The power of witness is beyond belief because it brings conviction in its wake. The witness is believed because he points beyond himself to what he really represents. A sick and suffering you, but represents your brother's guilt. The witness that you send, lest he forget the injuries that he gave to you, from which you swear he never will escape. You listen with me. The sick and sorry picture you accept, if only it can serve to punish him. And the sick are merciless to everyone, and in contagion do they seek to kill. Death seems an easy price if they can say, "Behold me, brother, in your hands I die." Sickness is a witness to his guilt, and death would prove his errors must be sins. Sickness is but a little death. Look with me. Sickness is but a little death, a form of vengeance not yet total. Yet it speaks with certainty for what it represents. The bleak and bitter picture you have sent your brother, you have looked upon in grief. And everything that it has shown to him, have you believed, because it witnesses to the guilt in him which you perceived and loved. Look, now, in the hands made gentle by his touch, the Holy Spirit lays a picture of a different you. It is a picture of a body still, for what you really are cannot be seen nor pictured. Look, yet this one has not been used for purpose of attack, and therefore never suffered pain at all. It witnesses to the eternal truth that you cannot be hurt, and points beyond itself to both your innocence and his innocence. Show this unto your brother, who will see that every scar is healed, and every tear is wiped away in laughter and in love. And he will look on his forgiveness there, and with healed eyes will look beyond it to the innocent that he beholds in you. Here is the proof that he has never sinned, that nothing which his madness bid him do was ever done or ever had effects of any kind, that no reproach he laid upon his heart was ever justified, and no attack can ever touch him with the poisoned and relentless sting of fear. Wow, what an amazing idea that you are going to let me formulate within the ideas of the new vision of light that is surrounding you, a new picture of how you can look in a decision you can make concerning yourself, in ideas presented to us by the awakened mind of our Savior, Jesus Christ, in a simple picturing that he intends to represent to you the entirety of the solution that must be contained within our shared minds. The idea that you can accumulate within your own mind releases from the necessity to defend yourself from attacked modalities of what appears to be the body formulation of this place in space and time are the new evidences that we are presenting to you in the self-discovery you are making on the pictures that are now being presented to you in the return into the nature of the correspondent, wherein you previously utilized all of your efforts to maintain identities of yourself, that while they continue to undergo continuing changes, always within your space and time, justified the idea of the possibility that in your consciousness self-identity, you could occupy that body formulation of the illusionary nature of the correspondent that's going to be attempted to convey to you the totality of the notion that you're dreaming. The simple idea that you know very well within the particulars and the particulars that I am presenting you now in the reflected light in the Passion of the Christ that previously represented the necessity to sacrifice and to picture ourselves within this body form and to get old and to suffer the consequences of the continued illusionary nature of the need to find guilty within our own space-time location. The idea that it would be possible in an idea of a single moment of dreaming not to recognize instantly that the whole universe awaits the moment of awakening that you intend now to demonstrate to a procedure of change of mind about what you want to see within the reflections of light that had previously held you in the captivity of the idea of the body formulation that we offer each other now in this text of A Course in Miracles that have accumulated within a new continuum of time where the vision of light within the dream sequence, we now begin to what? To recognize new ideas about ourselves, where in a moment previously we had faced the inevitability of the sacrifice and pain and loneliness that were nothing but factors within our own mind identity, where the nature of the defense of the idea of the correspondence of our body form simply at that moment did not allow us to see a moment, I have it here, a moment of the instant conversion of your body form in which in the simple and direct idea of yourself, you could see instantly that the new bright light that surrounded you was offering you within the scripture of the identity of yourself a whole new solution about what you are. Our Savior Jesus reminds it of it so beautifully. We're going to just use it just as a moment of interlude to give you a better picture of how you have previously identified yourself. Will you listen with me? And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Are you listening to these new reflections of light? If I accept that I am a prisoner within a body, in a world in which all things that seem to live appear to die, then is my Father prisoner with me? And this do I believe when I maintain the laws the world obeys, must I obey? The frailties and the sins which I perceive are real and cannot be escaped. You listen, if I am bound in any way, I do not know my Father nor myself. If I am bound in any way, I do not know my Father nor myself. If I am bound in any way, I do not know my Father nor myself. And I am lost to all reality. For truth is free, and what is bound is not a part of truth. Father, I ask for nothing but the truth. I have had many foolish thoughts about myself and my creation, and I have brought a dream of fear into my mind, a dream of fear into my mind. Today, I would not dream. I choose the way to you instead of madness and craziness in my body formulation, and instead of fear. For truth is safe, and only love is sure. So we're down to 2.5 minutes in this sequence of time. And in that interlude in which our Savior Jesus has made a personal appearance in the idea of better reflection of light, we're going to see each other in a new perspective of a dream sequence in which we seem to be trapped in locations in space-time, where everything that we see out there is giving us back moments of fear. You've been afraid. You've been afraid. You've been afraid. There. That moment of reflection right there was a different dream sequence. Perhaps now you're back into another formulation. But you remember this. If the picture of your dream of crucifixion is undergoing continuing changes in the idea of who you are, why not simply recognize that the change is going to occur regardless of how you view yourself in that reflection of light? And if this is true, it's possible for you to admit that the entirety of the dream sequence is only going on within your own mind. And that with the certainty that all of it is actually over and gone, we can share together at this moment in time, as I leave you for this interlude of that long in time, that this entire world of dream association will be gone, and that we'll be gone from here in its entirety. And now we're back. And we're here for another moment in the happy realization of our self-identity, in the perfection that we have discovered within our own mind forms, so that the illusion that we were bodies within the dream sequence will be over and gone in just a moment, because God is going with us wherever we go, and we intend to dream out of here together, so that we can say at last, God, bless us, each and every one of us. Stand by. Listen, attest his innocence and not his guilt. Your healing is his comfort and his health, because it proves that illusions are not true. It is not will for life, but wish for death that is the motivation for this world. Its only purpose is to prove guilt real. No worldly thought or act or feeling has a motivation other than this one, than this one single act. These are the witnesses that are called forth to be believed and lend conviction to the system they speak for and represent. And each has many voices speaking to your brother and yourself in different tongues, and yet to both the message is the same. Adornment of the body seeks to show how lovely are the witnesses for guilt. Concerns about the body demonstrate how frail and vulnerable is your life, how easily destroyed is what you love. depression speaks of death and vanity of real concern with anything at all. Strongest witness to futility that bolsters all the rest and helps them paint the picture in which sin is justified is sickness in whatever form that it takes. The sick have reason for each one of their unnatural desires and strange needs. For who could love a life so soon cut short and not esteem the worth of passing joys? What pleasures could there be that will endure? Are not the frail entitled to believe that every stolen scrap of pleasure is their righteous payment for the little crap that they live in? Their death will pay the price for all of them if they enjoy their benefits or not, because the end of life must come whatever way that life is to be spent, and so take pleasure in the quickly passing and the ephemeral. Look with me. These are not sins, but witnesses unto the strange belief that sin and death are real, and innocence and sin will end alike within the termination of the grave. If this were true, there would be reason to remain content to seek for passing joys and cherish the little pleasures that you can get. Yet in this picture, is the body not perceived as neutral and without a goal inherent in itself? For it becomes the symbol of reproach, the sign of guilt, whose consequences still are there to see, so that the cause can never be denied. And I'm back with you. And the idea that there's a reasoning process within you where you're going to attempt to share with me the utter futility of a process of association of the idea of the necessity for you to remain in this weird and strange and unreal sequence of dreams that appears to represent to you the idea that you are now actually in occupation of this illusionary body formulation in which this world is going to attempt to attest to you the idea that since in your mind there is a possibility of individual decision to continue to suffer in a space-time location that you have formulated within your own consciousness and obtain reflected light that verify within the illusional idea of yourself the possibility that this is really what life is. Should we look together at it for a moment? Say to me, I'm dreaming. It's a dream of a sequence of time. Thank you. Did you see the change that occurred just in that little moment in space-time where you had previously located the idea that you were going to suffer a condition of pain and death? Are you aware that the reflection of light that I'm attempting to give you now, since my own individual body recognition of illumination through resurrection, is nothing but the saviorship of Jesus, who stood with me for just a moment and gave me an emphatic demonstration that in his own organization of body form, he intended to represent to me a moment of the entirety of the loss of necessity to be a body in any event of the dreaming sequence in which I have been suffering the nightmare of the idea that there really is this suffering in body form going on. In the illusionary nature of the correspondence of the exchange that we just used within our body identities, the new picture that we're beginning to receive of ourselves, thank you for that, is going to begin to show us new ideas that we have about ourselves. See that with me? There's a new idea that the illusionary nature of the correspondent of the reflection of light can not only heal instantly the organization of our body form, but can show us at that moment, within the dream sequence, another characterization of ourself within the memory ideas that we have about ourselves that instantly make available to us a more vivid reflection of light in which we recognize in our own self-responsibility a new picture of a figure that previously was going to play a part for us in a scenario of a dream sequence in a script contained within the idea of the containment of the hologram of light in the dream idea of yourself, where you were going to have to appear and play out that part. Now, through the practice of a continuing re-examination of your dream sequence, you are constantly arriving within space-time at new conclusions about what you want to see within the dream sequence. They call me the Master Teacher. I'm a teacher of a teacher of conversion of your mind based on my own revelatory idea of who I am in escaping this momentary bondage of time. I am within your own identity of yourself at your bequest, and we're going to use the resurrection of my Savior Jesus, a simple demonstration that the self-responsibility for what I'm seeing out in that world is only what I have decided within my own mind that I want to see. Look with me. And the power of decision to change my mind about what I want to see has given me a new direction of light where the reflection of that light right there, here, good, in a holographic idea of the illusionary nature of the dream sequence, I am undergoing continuing awakening within a sequence of time that is shortening observation of past and future ideas that had previously bound me to the idea that the light illusion that I was receiving was nothing but another sequence of a continuing of dream in which I always ended up exactly where I had started out within the dream sequence in order to live another sequence in which I thought it was possible trapped in space-time, that there was no escape from the nature of death in which I have identified my body formulation. Suddenly now, in this new vision, in this chapter 27 of our Course in Miracles, a determination of an accumulation, a formulation of space-time, not in this sequence at all, we are discovering each other. New dreams, new ideas, new love, new perfection, new awakening in the disappearance of this illusion of the crucifixion within the dream sequence that we had inflicted on ourselves because of an inability to recognize the entirety of our single source. Will you listen with me just a little bit more about how happy you're going to be to see that the guy out there is going to represent a new you to you, one that you have been looking for since the beginning of time, but have actually been very fearful of finding, because in the finding of him, you will find yourself in order to establish the innocence that is inevitable in you, despite your determination to suffer loneliness and sickness and pain and another death episode. You had enough? There you are. You're alive again now. Huh? Don't be afraid. See, when you sequence in time, for just a moment you draw back and you say, wait, everything around me seems to be changing. Listen, everything around you is changing. It's changing all the time. But the joy that you're experiencing are moments of wholeness in which we previously utilized to deny ourselves mutual access to the singularity of who we must be. Here's the master teacher now. Here I am. Here's Master Jesus. Here's all of the new associations of time that have decided to practice power of mind in conversion of the healing faculty of our body identities. And suddenly we're all new and all real. And it's all over. And the space-time is gone. Listen with me. Here's what you're afraid of. Is healing frightening? To many, yes. For accusation is a bar to love, and damaged bodies are accusers. They stand firmly in the way of trust and peace, proclaiming that the frail can have no trust and that the damaged have no grounds for peace. Who has been injured by his brother and could love and trust him still? He has attacked and will attack again. Protect him not, because your damaged body shows that you must be protected from him. To forgive may be an act of charity, but certainly not his due. He may be pitied for his guilt, but not exonerated. And if you forgive him his transgressions, you but add to all the guilt that he has already earned. You listen with me if you can hear this. The unhealed cannot pardon, for they are the witnesses that pardon is simply not fair. They would retain the consequences of the guilt they overlook. Yet no one can forgive a sin or separation that he believes is real. And what has consequences must be real, because what it has done is there to see. Forgiveness is not pity, which but seeks to pardon what it thinks to be the truth. Good cannot be returned for evil, for forgiveness does not first establish sin and then forgive it. Who can say in me, my brother, you have injured me, and yet because I'm the better of the two, I pardon you my hurt? And his pardon and your hurt cannot exist together, because one denies the other and must make it false. Look with me. To witness sin and separation and yet forgive it is a paradox that reason cannot see, for it maintains what has been done to you deserves no pardon. And by giving it, you grant your brother mercy, but retain the proof he's not really innocent. Why? The sick remain accusers. They cannot forgive their brothers and themselves as well. For no one in whom true forgiveness rests can suffer anything. He holds not the proof of sin before his brother's eyes, and thus he must have overlooked it and removed it from his own. Forgiveness cannot be for one and not the other. Who forgives is healed, and in his healing lies the proof that he is truly pardoned and retains no trace of condemnation that he still would hold against himself or within any living thing. Very simply, you listen with me, because he has begun finally to practice the entirety of the idea of the acceptant for the self-responsibility of the nature by which he continues to suffer within his own body identity. One of the great factors in the appearance of my Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the demonstration of the necessity for simple acts of forgiveness within the body identity, without which no possibility of entering into the kingdom are possible, are simply demonstration of the inevitability of the responsibility by which you can recognize within the nature of yourself, in the dream sequence from which you suffer, that all of it is entirety at your disposal with new evidence that could be made available to you in that certainty. Can we practice just a little forgiveness in the idea that we don't have to find each other guilty of this idea of self-identity? Will you picture with me just for a moment in the isolation that has previously represented your determination to get back to you a dim reflection of light, the simple certainty that is the power increases within your body light formulation. You begin to see new figures out there, trust me with this, that just a moment ago weren't there. I'm representing to you, let's use the term advanced teacher for just a moment. Since we are reflections of our own light, we teach and teach all the time. Now, the initial evidence that there's someone out there is inevitable within the consequences of our ideas of distances in relative space-time, very simply because the objection by which we entertain ideas of dim reflection of light at those moments have not allowed us to say and see a real true dream of the consequences that we have manifested within our determination to maintain that idea that we can be separate from each other. The picturing that went on in this representation of the limitation of an enclosure of an idea, of a dim reflection of ourself, is being converted within our own mind identities in the recognition of a continuing reillusionment of ourself in that body form, in that body form, in that body form. A new vision, a new vision, a new way to look. I want to see differently. There's another picture I can see. I'm going to release this one. I will not defend myself from the agency that is attacking me. Sermon on the Mount. I will invite it to abide with me in that moment of solution wherein we recognize together the singularity of the causation of our mind in which we share together the totality of an identity of the source of the nature of the whole universe. And in the repair of the idea of sin or separation, space-time itself collapses momentarily into the totality of a dark form from which we emerge in a joyous new dream, a sequence where we recognize each other. Listen with me just a little moment about how rapidly this conversion is going on in this healing of the dream. Listen. The revelation that the Father and the Son are one will come in time to every mind. Yet is that time determined by the mind itself, not taught? Time is set already. It appears to be quite arbitrary. You listen. Yet there is no step along the road that anyone takes but by chance. Why is this true? It has already been taken by him, although he has not yet embarked on it. For time but seems to go in one direction. We but undertake a journey that is over. Yet it seems to have a future still unknown to us. Time's a trick. It's a sleight of hand. It's a vast illusion in which figures come and go as if by some magic formula. Yet there is a plan behind appearances that does not change. You listen with me now in this dream sequence. The script is written. When experience will come to end your doubting about who you are has been set. For we but see the journey from the point at which it ended, looking back on it and imagining we make it once again and reviewing mentally what has already gone by. So here we are now in a new dream sequence together, where just for a moment we're going to let the old idea that we had about ourselves, that we thought we had to bring into this body identity. Here, I'm going to represent it to you for just a moment in a new body form. In the description of the element of time that has passed within this identity, there has been a very rapid conversion of the idea of your individual body form that is giving you a new bright perspective about who you really are in that dream sequence. Look with me. Here again, are we? Within the dream sequence, you are allowing yourself to undergo rapid conversion of light formulation that are in effect giving you whole new stories about how you want to see yourself within the reflection of light that you had previously maintained in order to be the body formulation that you apparently see within this sequence of time, in the dreaming of the possibility that this world, in a sequence of cause and effect relationship, with the whole power of the universe out there, could possibly have contained you more than just a moment within that sequence of dreaming. I'm going to leave you now just for a moment, and in that little nanosecond, we're going to collapse time again and again, show you interludes before it began and after it's over, share with you moments of conversion within the dreaming of the dream, where you are able to see whole new ideas about who we are. This is what you ask for. I'm in your dream sequence, in what we call our Course in Miracles of Mind training, to give you continuing rapid conversion within your own mind of the inevitability of how I'm seeing you now in the light and the love that we share with God in the instant of our conversion and in the resurrection that all of the conflict and pain and death that was trapped in our nightmare of our own dream sequence is about to leave us in its entirety. Very simply because in chapter 27, the recognition that we have been dreaming a sequence and are being offered a whole new vision has come upon us at last. Because God is going with us wherever we go in this idea of ourself, and I'm going to disappear for a moment along with you. Then we'll come back together to share a moment of a new illusion of this correspondent, so that we can say together, can't we, God? Bless us, each and every one. Stand by in this.